Exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a forceful speech that laid out her vision for the country.
Every day in the courtroom, I stood proudly before a judge and I said five words. Kamala Harris for the people.
While warning about the possibility of former President Donald Trump returning to the White House.
It's all laid out in Project 2025, written by his closest advisors, and its sum total is to pull our country back to the past. But America, we are not going.
I'm Matt Piper in Chicago. Now with more, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Former President Trump warned of a Harris presidency during a visit to Cochise County, Arizona.
If she gets in, you will have coming across this border over the next 4 years, 100 million people from all over the world. And they'll be from prisons and jails.
The former president could get a boost from the independent candidate for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Multiple sources have confirmed to CBS News that Kennedy has been seriously considering suspending his campaign and is likely to endorse former President Donald Trump. Both Kennedy and Trump are scheduled to be in Arizona today.
Mr. Trump will make an additional stop in Nevada. The Italian Coast Guard says the body of the final missing person from the superyacht that sank off Sicily Monday has just been recovered. She hasn't been identified, but Hannah Lynch, the 18-year-old daughter of British tech magnate Mike Lynch, was the last unaccounted for. Mike Lynch's body was recovered yesterday, his wife among the 15 survivors. Officials believe the ship was hit by a tornado over the water. The Canadian government has forced the country's two major freight railroads into arbitration with their labor union after a shutdown yesterday. Product shipments into the U.S. aren't expected to begin again until next week. Mike Servalish is a truck driver on this side of the border.
I thought, we need to pray about this. We need to pray because we hope that everybody comes together and hopefully this doesn't last too long.
A volcano is erupting again in southwestern Iceland. The country's volcanologist, Ricky Pedersen.
Fortunately, most of the lava flow has not been directed towards Grindavik town, which is south of where this fissure opened.
It is the sixth eruption of that volcano since December. S&P futures are up 31. Dow futures ahead, 158. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine fire crews were called out at around midnight for flames at a house near Quarry Lake Park. The structure fire broke out in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue, with smoke and flames visible inside the unit. It was labeled a working structure fire, with flames reportedly starting in a closet. There's no word yet about the status of anyone that may have been inside. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie this week escalated into violence when a driver allegedly shot a BB gun at another vehicle. A window was shattered, but the victim wasn't hurt. The situation led to a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target Wednesday. About 3 hours after blasting off the BBs, the suspect was found. There are several felony charges. If you missed the news earlier in the week, you can get caught up at WRJN.com. There you'll find details about the $68 million community center that was authorized at a city council meeting this week in Racine. They'll break ground on the new Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in October. It'll be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary and will feature expanded recreational facilities, educational spaces, and a federally qualified health center. And it's a 6:30 broadcast time and a 7 p.m. kickoff tonight for the return of high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Westosha Central takes on Racine Case in our game of the week. Next week, the game will stream at WRJN as the Badgers have a rare Friday night kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Packers and the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and Ravens held their joint practice session yesterday. Tomorrow, the two teams square off at noon at Lambeau Field for a final preseason game. So what's it like facing the Ravens quarterback and last year's MVP, Lamar Jackson? Packers defensive back, Jair Alexander.
Lamar's a hell of a competitor, as we all know. It's just good to see him out there running around. I thought he tried to juke me one time. He almost got me, but thank God he didn't. But I think our defense flew around today, and I think we looked much better from last week.
Baseball. The Brewers shut out 3-0 by the Cardinals. St. Louis winning the series 2-1. Brewers reliever Nick Mears gave up all three runs in a disastrous seventh inning. Pat Murphy.
Soft line drive it short, and then the other base hit, and we had the guy picked off, and our people say he was out, but he didn't put the ball where he wanted to, didn't stay ahead in the count, walk somebody with the bases loaded, and that's just unacceptable.
The Brewers in Oakland tonight against the A's. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
To mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, more humid, 83 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
So I'm at the U.S. Open. We bought a pretzel, and it was for like for $5.25. They really mark up the prices at the sporting events. Like, they were selling peanuts for $6 a bag, which... peanuts is like the universal symbol for like nothing, you know, like, they're paying me peanuts around here, you know. The price of peanuts went up, I guess, and they're $6 a bag. That's like Armageddon prices, like if the sky was black and there's like, you know, unicorns like flying around, shooting lasers out of their hooves, you know. Peanuts would be $6 a bag, and there'd be like one guy who's trying to sell them for $8, and everyone would be like, that guy's crazy. We bought a pretzel for $5.25 and it tasted like garbage. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, it seemed like they went to a landfill with like a mold or whatever. I don't know how you make pretzels, but then there's just like, you know, and off to the open, because when I tried to put it in my mouth, like, it rejected it. It was like, this is not food, you know, and
call my name, I'll Renegade Tammy Terrell. Local news, Tamless Hits at WRJN. It's 7:10 on your Friday morning. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk to Dick Graceffa, who kicks off our high school football season. You believe that? We're starting high school football tonight already. It's Westosha Central against Case. We'll talk to Dick coming up in a few minutes. And then we'll talk movies with Brett Hoffman after the bottom of the hour. But first, an odd but true. You know the tradition of wearing American flag pins? You see the president always wearing them. You see congressmen and senators wearing those little American flag pins. You know where that came from? It came from the movies. Robert Redford did it in the 1972 movie The Candidate. Good movie, by the way. He wore one in the film. Then Nixon's chief of staff saw the movie and said to the president, Richard Nixon, you have to start wearing one. And he did, and every single president after that wore one of those American flag pins on the lapel. And it all started with Robert Redford in the movie The Candidate. Local news and Tamless Hits at WRGN with Linda Ronstadt and her group, The Stone Ponies, and Different Drum. All right, what's in a name? A guy in Australia suggested they name their daughter Lanessa. Lanessa, I guess that's how you say it, Lanessa. His wife loved the name, thought it was unique and romantic. 2 years later, she found out it was actually the name of his favorite soccer team, Arsenal, spelled backwards. She wasn't happy. Could you imagine finding that out 2 years later? My goodness. It's 7:13, WRJN, local news, Timeless Hits, Simon and Garfunkel, Parsley Sage, Rosemary and Thyme.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley Sage, Rosemary and Thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. Once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Shadow. tell her to find me a sugar of lavender, sprinkling of me. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and caution. Strands and polishes of gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and pearls. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Simon & Garfunkel, 716, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, count up all the hot dogs you have this summer. A study found that for every hot dog you eat, it shortens your healthy life by an average of 36 minutes. Uh-oh. They looked over 5,000 different foods and came up with a number for each one. For example, burgers and macaroni and cheese will shorten your healthy life by 5 minutes. But the good news is you can also add time to your healthy life. Opting for a handful of cashews can extend your healthy years by 26 minutes. Other things that do it, fruits, veggies, seafood. And here's a surprising one, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches add time to your healthy life. That's the good news. The bad news is I've never tasted peanut butter and jelly in my life. So what does that mean? Stay away from hot dogs? Because I eat a lot of hot dogs, burgers, and I haven't had a lot of macaroni and cheese, but I'm sure I've had some this summer. Hey, we're looking for sunshine today with a high near 78, partly cloudy tonight, low 64, sunshine tomorrow with a high of 81. Partly sunny on Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunder bumpers with a high near 83. Right now it's sunny and 62 degrees right here at Radio Park. We'll have Dick Graceffa talking about our high school game of the week coming up in just a moment here at WRJN.
Everybody knows if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, let's say hello to an old friend back again for another season of high school football. Dick Recepa. We've been working together for centuries. It seems like that anyway, doesn't it? You there? Oh, no. He can't hear me. Hey, Dick, are you there? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right. Keep talking because something was wrong here. I guess they were futzing around with the phones. So we have high school football starts tonight. Tonight's our game of the week, and let's talk about it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay. So tonight we have Wastosia Central visiting Racine Case. Both were playoff teams last year and have very good programs. On the upstart. So last year came down to a last-minute touchdown by Racine Case to win the ball game. So tonight, both teams, you never know in the first game, but both teams have to replace their quarterback. So that tells you a lot about what we expect to see tonight. By that, I mean we could see a lot of mistakes early on by both teams with having to replace the quarterback. But the good news for both teams, we'll start with Wastosia Central. They bring back their top running back, senior Landon Turner Taylor, who rushed for over 878 yards last year. The Case Eagles bring back their top running back, Anthony Liggins. He's only a junior that's already getting D1 looks already at the running back position. So I'm looking for an exciting game tonight. Plus, we're opening the newly renovated Hammes Field tonight. So it should be an exciting night at Case High School.
Yeah, so this is a brand new field. This is the opening night for this. You can't hear me, can you? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hey. Okay, so this is opening night, brand new field tonight, and it's never been played on before, huh?
No, this is it. That's why when this game came on the schedule and I saw who the two teams were, I knew it was it's going to be a competitive game. But I wanted to do it because everything is brand new, not just the surface, the press box that will be in. They gave us a very nice new press box, new bleachers, new LED lighting, a fancy new scoreboard, so it's going to be exciting tonight.
Okay, now you've been doing high school sports on WRJN for how many years? Now, you also do a stream of the game as well, but right. How many years have you been doing it, Dick? I remember when you started here, but I can't count the years.
This is my 23rd
Whoa,
season.
You old man, you. Wow. Now, yeah. Do you have a partner you do it with?
Well, I have Dylan. Dylan Dooley is my, he runs the equipment now, and he's also my color analyst for football.
You know,
Dylan does a great job.
I'll tell you one quick case story.
Okay.
I don't know if it was John Weiser. I don't know who was doing it. You might have been doing it with John Weiser up at Case. And we had to leave the equipment in the van. We were doing a relay with a microwave unit. And the only way to get a signal was I had to park the van in the woods just to the south of Case High School. And and we relayed it with a wireless mic up to the... It was a whole big process, but I'm sitting in this van for a couple of hours. I got hungry, and I called the pizza guy. I said, could you deliver a pizza? He said, where are you? I said, well, listen carefully. There's no address. I'm in the woods just south of Case High School. I said, I will see you coming and run out there and get the pizza. And he did. And I gave him a super tip because if somebody told me, just come into the woods with the pizza, I wouldn't go.
Right,
I'd be terrified. Anyway, so, okay, the return of high school football tonight, 6:30 p.m., Westosha Central against Case High School here at WRJN. Now, next week and the week after, it's preempted with the Badgers having a rare Friday night game, and then the Packers having a rare Friday night game, and then you're back for the rest of the season, right?
That's correct.
All right. Dick Graceffa, we'll hear you tonight, 6:30, right here in WRJN, and we're kicking off the high school football season on WRJN. Thank you, Dick.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now. Hey, it's time now for Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story on WRJN to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Just give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story.
The Rest of the Story. It was quite late at night, and yet by candlelight, the great Dr. Silvius pressed onward in his quest. The key, he was certain, was a specific oil found in nature, the oil of Juniperus communis, the juniper berry. Its diuretic properties were well known, but there were other properties. And if Dr. Silvius could only unleash them, he could produce an incredible blood-cleansing agent, a medicine which might someday be ranked among the great discoveries of the 17th century. So Dr. Silvius drove himself onward, searching for the proper catalyst through which juniper oil could realize its ultimate medicinal potential. Now, it ought to be mentioned, Dr. Silvius was no alchemist. He was considered quite a modernist in his day. He was an ally of the most progressive autonomists and physiologists and chemists. His real name was François Delabeau. He came from a well-to-do family. He studied in Dutch and German universities before establishing a medical practice in Amsterdam. By then, he had already adopted the Latin version of his name and was calling himself Franciscus Silvius. His reputation as a physician grew to heroic proportions. In 1658, the now renowned Dr. Silvius was invited to join the faculty of the University of Leiden. He was soon regarded among the most prestigious professors of medicine ever to teach there. And it was there at Leiden that the great Dr. Silvius first experimented with the oil of the juniper berry. Now, he was absolutely convinced that this oil, properly processed, would make an effective blood-purifying medicine. A blood-purifying medicine. One day, Dr. Silvius discovered the elusive process. And within months, his revolutionary medication was available at apothecaries far and wide. It was called simply Genève, the French name for the juniper berry. The Dutch called it Genever. And they do to this day. And in respect, we realize that Genever was practically the only original discovery Dr. Silvius ever made. Now, he is still regarded among the most significant, among the most important physicians of his era. His research relating to the nature and functions of the various bodily fluids was significant. Indeed, it is his name to which we refer in the Silvian aqueduct and the Silvian fissure. And yet, for all of this significance, for all of these accomplishments, the fact remains that the medical concepts of the great Dr. Silvius were almost exclusively derivative of the research of others were mostly secondhand, except for this one medication. This one was his own idea. This medication, which the Dutch called and still call Genever. The one true, original, lasting achievement of Dr. Sylvius. Enormously popular from its inception. It remains popular. It's I guess it could be called a medication from Dr. Feelgood. In the light of the 20th century medical science, the medicinal value is questionable. By the way, the English eventually abbreviated the word Genever, and they called Dr. Sylvius's miracle medication what it is. Gin. And now you know the rest of the story.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine fire crews were called out at around midnight for flames at a house near Quarry Lake Park. The structure fire broke out in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue, with smoke and flames visible inside the unit. It was labeled a working structure fire, with flames reportedly starting in a closet. There's no word yet about the status of anyone that may have been inside. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie this week escalated into violence when a driver allegedly shot a BB gun at another vehicle. A window was shattered, but the victim wasn't hurt. The situation led to a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target Wednesday. About 3 hours after blasting off the BBs, the suspect was found. There are several felony charges. If you missed the news earlier in the week, you can get caught up at WRJN.com. There you'll find details about the $68 million community center that was authorized at a city council meeting this week in Racine. They'll break ground on the new Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in October. It'll be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary and will feature expanded recreational facilities, educational spaces, and a federally qualified health center. And it's a 6:30 broadcast time and a 7 p.m. kickoff tonight for the return of high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Westosha Central takes on Racine Case in our game of the week. Next week, the game will stream at WRJN as the Badgers have a rare Friday night kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is hosting a stockmanship and stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th through the 29th. This event is designed for cattle producers and will include education sessions, demonstrations, and networking opportunities. I'll have more details on that right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Bill Hoffman, Extension Beef Outreach Specialist for the University of Wisconsin, says that this stockmanship and stewardship event is one of only four events taking place across the country.
Yes, it is. It's a unique opportunity for folks in Wisconsin and the neighboring states to attend the Wisconsin Beef Council, the UW Extension Wisconsin Cattlemen's, and our counterparts in Iowa and Illinois all working together with NCBA to be able to host these. They do four of them a year around different parts of the country. Really going to be a unique opportunity to see things. The two-day program that starts off noon on the 28th and wraps up by about 2:30 on the next day.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning agribusiness news. Four Wisconsin teachers have been named the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Educator Ambassador Team. This new program utilizes top agricultural literacy educators to provide training and advice on the resources, trainings, and experiences. These events are offered by the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom program. These new team members include Emily Camps from Fenimore Elementary School, Josh Gonzalez from River Trail School for Agricultural Sciences in Milwaukee, Mary Cooper from St. Mary's Catholic School in Richland Center, and Travis Sprague from Sun Prairie West High School and Prairie View Middle School. You can learn more as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter as we'll deliver 5 stories to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
To mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, more humid, 83 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime. Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
And good morning at 7:37. Let's say good morning to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, a movie maven. Thank you very much for joining us, Brett. Do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Okay, we got a ton of movies and a ton of movie talk to talk about. I wanted to talk about the movie Trap, but you didn't see it yet, so I can't talk about it because I'll ruin it for you.
And that's right. I have not seen the whole thing. I have seen about 25 minutes of it, but
no.
I had to leave a screening early, so we're going to talk about that when I do see it.
How do you leave a movie early?
I had another commitment.
I don't care what it was. Unless it's like somebody is in the hospital, I can't imagine why you would walk out of a movie theater. You know, I used to have a pager years ago when I had pagers. And when I was the program director here, I used to get 911 pages. And that meant call the station immediately. And when I'm in the middle of a movie, they have to wait till the end. I'm not going to wreck the movie because it was something stupid. Like, I couldn't get the soda machine working. My money's stuck in the soda machine. That's not 911. That's not even 411. That's not even 11. Just leave me alone. I'm watching a movie. All right, let's talk about some new releases coming out. And we've got three new releases. So let's talk about them.
Well, we've actually, believe it or not, got 5 new
five?
Releases.
Five? Oh,
so
no.
There's so much stuff going on this weekend. And let me tell you, there are some gems in here, including the first one we're going to talk about. The first one is Blink Twice. This is an R-rated dark comedy / psychological thriller. It's directed by Zoe Kravitz. It stars Naomi Ackie and Channing Tatum. And basically, there's a tech billionaire. He meets this cocktail waitress at a fundraiser, and he invites her to join him and his friends on this dream vacation in his private island. As you can imagine, everything is going splendidly until they get on that island and some things start to occur. Channing Tatum is just, well, he's creepy, but in a good way in this movie. And it has some amazing qualities, directed by Zoe Kravitz. Blink Twice, it's R-rated. It's a good one. It's probably going to be up there, either probably number 2 at the box office this weekend.
I saw the movie poster for it. Look kind of creepy.
It definitely is. But let's just say it keeps you on the edge of your seat, kind of like The Menu did a few years ago, if you think about that movie. Such a great movie, and people are going to enjoy this one.
Before we get to our next film, I got to tell you, when I see trailers, I love trailers in the movie. My wife says, well, let's not go there. All the trailers. That's what I'm going for. I want to see what's coming out. Do you know what they don't do in trailers anymore? And once I tell you, you're going to say, oh, yeah. There's no announcer voice in the trailers anymore. They got rid of it. There's no.
There always was that deep in a world or something like that.
In a world where chaos is normal comes. But they don't do that anymore. Now it's just quick cuts all over, and the shh sound in between the quick cuts. But there's no announcers. They're phasing us out. How did that happen?
You'd think someone would try it just to cut through, because if you're watching a couple trailers in a row, that one would probably stand out.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg Marcus, get him. Tell him he's got friends in Hollywood. Tell him to start calling him. We need announcers back in the trailers. All right. What's the second movie coming out?
All right. The second one is a reimagining. This one is The Crow. It was 30 years ago in 1994 that the original Crow was released. Of course, we lost Brandon Lee in that movie during a tragic accident that happened during filming. This one is The Crow. It's an R-rated dark fantasy romance. It stars Bill Skarsgård. And basically, it's similar to the first movie's plot. You have Eric Draven and his wife, Shelley. They're brutally murdered. He has a chance to basically bring her back if he fulfills some things and if he gets his revenge. And that's what the movie is about. So that's The Crow. It's a reimagining of the 1994 movie, The Crow. This one stars Bill Skarsgård. The original starred Brandon Lee.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. And this happened on several movies and TV shows where people are, playing around with guns or playing around with props. And they're dangerous. And people get killed. And unfortunately, that happened in the original version of The Crow. All right, the next one is a faith-based movie called The Forge.
Yeah, it's called The Forge. This is a PG movie. It's being released by Sony Pictures. It's about a young man who graduates from high school. He really doesn't have any plans for his future. And he starts to get a push from a young businessman and also his mother to try to see what's important with your life and try to set himself on the right path. Very positive message. And this is a faith-based movie. It's from the producers of War Room, Overcomer, and Courageous, the Kendrick Brothers. So this one's got a good pedigree. It's got a great message. It's called The Forge, and it's out this weekend.
A lot of faith-based movies coming out lately. I know I've seen a bunch of them from, what's the name of that company that did The Chosen? Angel Studios.
Angel Studios, yeah.
They put out a lot of them. Very successful, too. All right, the next one is an animated film. Which one is this?
This one is 200% Wolf. It's been released a little before Halloween, but has some Halloween themes to it. This one's about a poodle, and this poodle wishes to be more ferocious, and he wishes that he may become a werewolf during a full moon. And what do you know? He gets his wish, but by doing so, he sets the Earth and the moon on a collision course to collide, which now he has to stop. This one's a fun family movie. It's been released by a studio called Aviva Studios. They came up a couple years ago, and they've been actually producing some very good content for kids on the big screen. So if you've seen Inside Out 2, which was tremendous, it's the number one animated film of all time. If you've seen Despicable Me 4, this one would still be a great pick for the kids. It's 200% Wolf, and it's a PG animated movie.
Is that what it's called, 200%
Wolf? 200%
Wolf,
that's right.
All right. The next one is in limited release. Which one is this?
Well, I would call it a pretty moderate release, but Strange Darling is not playing at the Renaissance Cinema in Sturtevant, but it is playing at the South Shore Cinema Oak Creek and the Gurney Mills Cinema in Gurney. And let me tell you, this is my pick of the week. It is being put out by a new studio. They're called Magenta Light. This one is Strange Darling, and it's rated R. It's a horror thriller, and let me tell you, it's a thrill ride right from the beginning. It's about two people. They have a one-night stand together, and then it spirals out of control when one figures out that the other is a serial killer and has to go on the run from them. Now, this movie, will keep you on the edge of your seat. Up until a few days ago, at 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, right now it is a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. There are so many twists and turns and things that go on in this movie that I really can't describe to you anything more than I did. It's about basically some people that are hunting a serial killer, and it has some twists and turns that will really delight you. The critics, if you look at this one, just go on Rotten Tomatoes, they are calling this one of the best movies of the year. They're calling it unforgettable. They're calling it surprising. go check this one out. It's called Strange Darling. It might not have been on your radar, but it should be. And, you know, I could see this one potentially having some awards contention as well, because it's really bubbled up and come out of nowhere.
Stay tuned, because coming up Sunday, you guys are going to play one of the most suspenseful movies in the history of cinema. We'll talk about that with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters coming up in a moment, right here, WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
WRJN. That much movie news and things like that. But we could talk Hitchcock.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes it easy.
Well, we're talking on the air here. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. One of the most suspenseful movies in the history of motion pictures is going to be playing this Sunday at the Renaissance. And that's Rear Window with James Stewart and Grace Kelly and Raymond Burr. Unrecognizable with blonde hair. Perry Mason has blonde hair in this film. This is for the most part, it all takes place in one apartment. And that's it. I mean, you see out the window, but the action, it never leaves the apartment in this entire movie. Let's talk about Rear Window. It's playing this weekend.
That's right. It's playing this weekend. It's also playing on Wednesday. Arguably, if you would ask me what my favorite Hitchcock movies are, I would have to say Rear Window, Vertigo, and North by Northwest are all tied, but this one is very special, and it's because, to me, it feels epic, yet when you really realize it, it's all just one set. It takes place in one apartment with one person's perspective of what's going on, but that's the whole mystique of everything that's going on with Jimmy Stewart. And the whole movie was just brilliantly written. The fact that he's wheelchair bound, so that leaves him with some things that he can't accomplish. And just the whole movie is spectacular. And Grace Kelly is is tremendous as always as well.
You know what's really interesting in this film too? We all know the ending, but and I'm not going to ruin it for people because it just it's everybody's seen it already. At least most, if you're going to see it, you've seen it already. When Grace Kelly goes back to the apartment to get the wedding ring, and she's flashing it to Jimmy Stewart, and Raymond Burr sees the ring, and he makes eye contact with James Stewart. It's terrifying, because at that point, you know it's all over. He's coming after James Stewart, because he makes eye contact with him. And Raymond Burr is so sinister in this film. He's such a scary human being, because you know what he did. I mean, he's a killer. And Thelma Ritter does the comic relief in the film. She's wonderful as the nursing assistant, and everybody in there. Now, I'm going to tell you a trivia question. I don't know if I told you this before. I mentioned it on the air yesterday to Cindy Huber. Do you remember the guy playing the piano in across the way? Remember one of the windows, there's a guy playing a piano on the left side? Yeah. And by the way, that's the scene Alfred Hitchcock's in. He's adjusting a clock on the wall. Do you know who that guy is playing the piano?
You know, I don't know, because I know that's a scene. I've paid attention to Hitchcock every time I've watched that.
Okay, that guy playing the piano is an actor named Ross Bagdasarian. But you know him as David Seville from David Seville and the Chipmunks.
Ah, okay.
He made this movie in 1954. In 1959, I guess he realized acting wasn't going to be his forte. And he recorded a song called The Chipmunk Song. He does all the parts on it. And the rest is history. His entire life was The Chipmunks, David Seville and The Chipmunks. If you look on the record label, it says Ross Bagdasarian on there because he wrote it. But there he is on screen. Doesn't have a speaking part, but he's an integral part of the film playing the piano in on the left side of the apartment building. And there's so many character actors in this film. I mean, you'll recognize faces all over the place. But what a movie. Rear Window from 1954, Alfred Hitchcock, probably next to Psycho and, you know, you said North by Northwest, probably his best film, Rear Window. Do you know they actually built that? They had to dig a trench on the studio lot at, I think it was Paramount when they originally filmed it at Paramount. It got released by Universal later on. They had to dig a trench to build that apartment building because that's not camera magic. Those are real apartments they had to build on the set because it had to look real. And so a lot went into making that movie. Anyway, it's Wednesday and Sunday at the Renaissance Theater. All right. Oh, that was good. I can't wait to see that. Got some movie news for us. Let's get started with it.
Yeah, there's some movie news coming up besides bringing back those old classics, which are great. There's some things which I don't know if you consider them classics, but they certainly were entertaining. In 1997, you may remember a film called Anaconda, and it starred a plethora of people in this movie. John Voight starred Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube and Eric Stoltz and Owen Wilson in this movie Anaconda, which was about a National Geographic film crew that kind of gets hijacked and forced into trying to find and capture the world's largest snake. You can imagine what happened in that adventure ride. Well, this time it's getting a reimagining, and Jack Black and Paul Rudd have signed up to be in the next Anaconda. So we're looking at this one, you know, almost 30 years ago. Probably by the time the next one comes out, it'll be a 30th anniversary, but we'll get another Anaconda. It should be entertaining, and definitely with Jack Black and Paul Rudd, you can imagine there's going to be a lot of comic relief in this movie as well.
Yeah, so Jack Black goes from drama to comedy and back and forth to horror movie. He does everything. All right, so we got a new World War II movie coming out.
That's right. Brendan Fraser, I'm really excited about this one. He is going to star as Dwight D. Eisenhower in this World War II movie called Pressure. And he's got a lot of people that are signing up, including Kelly Condon, who's in The Banshees of Inisherin, which was nominated for awards. She has signed on with this one. And in this movie, like I said, he plays Dwight D. Eisenhower. And this is really going to go into his decision to launch the invasion in 1944, which was 80 years ago now, for D-Day. This seems really neat. I mean, they're going to have someone playing, you know, the meteorology team that's trying to line everything. They're going to have different people playing with different roles besides Eisenhower. I think given the fact that this may have been one of the most pivotal days in the history of that war, that really examining this will be neat. And I'm sure Brendan Fraser is going to do a great job as Eisenhower as well.
My favorite D-Day movie is, of course, The Longest Day, with a list of stars that you couldn't believe how many stars they had in that movie. Everybody from Sean Connery to Robert Mitchum to John Wayne to Richard Widmark to Red Buttons. It just had a ton of people. Did you ever hear the backstory on how that movie got released, The Longest Day?
I did not.
All right, I'm going to tell you the backstory. You're going to love it. You're going to tell your children the story. Okay, what happened was, at the time, Daryl F. Zanuck was making The Longest Day. Daryl F. Zanuck ran 20th Century Fox, and this was a personal pet project of his to make this movie. And it just, everything he was involved in making The Longest Day. At the same time, Cleopatra was being made, and it was bleeding 20th Century Fox with Liz Taylor's demands, the overruns. They first shot it in Cinerama. They had to scrap that, go back and reshoot everything. And 20th Century Fox was ready to go bankrupt over the movie Cleopatra. And they needed something to get the money back in the coffers at Fox. And they had this film, The Longest Day. Now, Daryl F. Zanuck did not want to rush it into release in theaters. He wanted to do it at a big reserve seat thing and get it out there and really ballyhoo it. But Fox needed the money now, because Cleopatra was bankrupting Fox. So he rushed it into production, rushed it out, and they did come out as a roadshow where they had reserved seats and everything, but it's not the way he wanted The Longest Day to come out. And they had to do it to save 20th Century Fox. So The Longest Day is the film that saved 20th Century Fox from the debacle that was Cleopatra. And Cleopatra was a good movie and eventually did make money. You know, it took 50 years, but with all the cost overruns and the actors' shenanigans that went on, and then Fox went out and they said, you know what? We made The Sound of Music. Let's make a whole bunch of musicals. And they almost bankrupted the company with two more musicals called Dr. Doolittle in 1967 and a 1968 Star with Julie Andrews, almost put them into bankruptcy again. I think you and I could run a movie studio, because, you know, the worst we could do is bankrupt it like Fox did.
That's right.
The worst we could do is what they did. But the best we can do is say, you know, this movie's not going to make money. You're spending too much money on Dr. Doolittle and Star. And, you know, you got to make smaller movies that make a lot of money. So we could have done that. Now, I'm going to tell you about a new movie company coming out. And let me see if I have the... I want to get this exactly right here, because I don't want to screw it up. So I think I have the story right here. Okay. This is Chick-fil-A is getting into the movie business. I know, isn't that strange? Chick-fil-A, the chicken sandwich people, are going to launch a streaming service. And what they want to do is showcase family-friendly content, mostly unscripted stuff like game shows and reality TV. But they're also going to make scripted projects, animation, and movies. A Chick-fil-A movie theater company, or not movie theater, but movie company. So you'll have Fox, you'll have Disney, Paramount, Universal, and Chick-fil-A. Make a movie. I got to ask you something. Whatever happened to United Artists? Are they still around, or are they dead in the water?
Well, United Artists now resides in, basically that company is basically was absorbed or is part of Amazon MGM right now.
Oh, yeah, because so Amazon, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to believe. People, you know, don't know much about United Artists, but at one time, they had more Academy Award Best Picture wins than any other movie company ever. They just dominated the Academy Awards with Best Picture, and... Now you can't even. Now they're not even around anymore. It just, they were sold, bought, sold, bought, sold, bought. Now they're gone for the most part. United Artists, they did all the James Bond movies. I'm trying to think of all the other projects they had. They owned the Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night, Help, Yellow Submarine, Let It Be. I mean, United Artists was just a powerhouse, and now gone. So we still have Paramount. What, we have Paramount, Universal, Disney, which now dominates, Warner Brothers, and is Fox still around making movies?
You got Lionsgate and Sony as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sony, Columbia Pictures, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I love talking movies with you. I did most of the talking. I'm sorry. Next time, next time you'll do all the talking. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Again, quick, give us the rundown of the five titles coming out this week.
We've got five great titles, and the first one is Blink Twice. The second one is The Crow, The Forge, 200% Wolf, and then my pick for something that everyone should go see. It's the rated R thriller, Strange Darling.
And Rear Window, the Alfred Hitchcock classic, Wednesday and Sunday at the Renaissance. I love that. All right, my friend, I will talk to you next Friday once again with more movie chat. How's that?
Well,